For Sam Page, Monday night's Emergency County Council meeting marked a culmination of a long and at times frustrating political journey. After an electoral career that featured bruising primaries and crushing defeats, Page completed his startling turnaround when he was picked to replace Steve Stenger as St. Louis County Executive. Stenger resigned Monday, hours after a federal indictment on bribery and mail fraud charges became public.
We will strive to set a new standard for ethical government, and we will be open and transparent so you can hold us accountable.
Page will serve through 2020 and will have to restore public confidence in a county government reeling from Stenger's administration. He'll have big decisions to make about whether to replace people in charge of key county departments and deal with a county council split evenly between Republicans and Democrats. Councilman Ernie Trakas believes that Page is up for the challenge. The Republican from South St. Louis County noted that Page led a block of council people for years in demanding more transparency from Stenger's administration.
I don't think there could have been a better choice for this time, right now, in the next 18 months. We needed someone who understood the issues, the problems, and the players that we've dealt with for the last 2 years.
But not everyone at Monday's meeting agreed with the decision to select Page. Some African-American officials wanted Councilwoman Hazel Irby to be the pick. The University City Democrat noted that she opposed Stenger from the beginning of his administration. Page didn't turn against him until around 2017, roughly 2 years after his council term began.
I just hope we don't have what we've had in the past, and that's what I saw this week. I saw promises and commitments, and you know, you have to be careful about the promises you make. So I just ask you all to stay woke and pay attention. You'll see.
Page will also have to quell dissatisfaction from unions. That powerful group was upset with how Page voted to end an apprenticeship requirement for county contracts. Labor leaders like John Gall of the St. Louis, Kansas City Carpenters Regional Council contended last year that that move would jeopardize safety. Concerns Gall says Page should understand as an anesthesiologist.
And I don't think that person would appreciate an untrained person walking into an operating room and administering drugs to patients without the proper training.
With the county executive election looming in 2020, it's unclear whether Page will try to extend his time in office or bow out to allow an open race. Delwood Mayor Reggie Jones says one issue that could make or break Page's political future is a city-county merger proposal that could be on next year's statewide ballot. Jones noted that the proposal is deeply unpopular among African-American leaders, especially since he says it could reduce black political power throughout the region.
I was disappointed with the county executive Steve Stenger with his support of that measure. So until Sam Page makes his stances known, I think his judgment is out for him to see if he's better for the black community.
One African-American politician who does have faith in Page is Councilwoman Rochelle Walton Gray. The Blackjack Democrat nominated Page for county executive during Monday's meeting, and she says it may be better for county residents if he stood for election next year.
The one thing about an incumbent, you learn about them, you learn where they stand on the issues and how well they work with people. And that was something I would have to admit Stenger did not build relationships well with the council. And that's what we have to build towards.
Page won't have much time to bask in his new role. That's because the St. Louis County Council convenes on Tuesday night, when Page officially begins to lead Missouri's largest county through a critical juncture. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.